Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Second half is ready to roll here in about a minute and a half. After this game, third place game in this tournament, it will be Stratford against Thayer, Championship Republic against Jeff City Pelias. Tonight, we'll have game two of our Saturday doubleheader from the Civic Center. It's homecoming for the MSU West Plains Grizzlies. They'll host the State Fair Roadrunners, and that game will be right here on KDY+. You'll have the option of checking it out on the video stream at OzarkRadioNews.com, on Facebook, on YouTube, and the Starbird satellite. So tonight it'll be the Grizzlies going up against the Roadrunners. And then West Plains' next ball game will be next Tuesday night. That'll be at home against the Lebanon Yellow Jackets. Grizzlies will hit the road and go to Three Rivers next Wednesday. So that sizes up our next three broadcasts right there. Question is, in the second half, how will this half start? If it starts like the first half did, we're in big trouble. But if West Plains can kind of keep a handle on it and just kind of hang around, get a little closer, whittle into that 9-point gap, they'll have an opportunity, hopefully in the fourth quarter. But right now, down by 9, the halftime score of the first meeting was 31-24 West Plains. So 55 points there, 67 points today. So it's been a much more of an offensive game. The shooting has been much better. West Plains will start this half with their starting five of Tuma, Robbins, Kraft, Long, and Houston. And Briggs Houston was barely involved offensively in that first half. He didn't have many chances with the ball in his hands. He had 3 points, and that was on a 3-point shot. We go back to play. Here we go. West Plains back to their 2-3 matchup. Right side out front. Starting five for the Pirates. Tolliver, McCormick, Gillespie, Sutton, and Culver. They're going to pull the ball out and make West Plains come out of the zone a little bit, and they do. Gillespie bounce pass in the middle, turn around, follow away, jump shot off the side. What big push. Holy cow, Josiah Long just got pushed straight down to the floor. Here's a drive down the lane, and the lay-in is good by Nolan Tolliver. I mean, just stuck out the right hand, just pushed him to the floor as that ball went up. Anyway, 40-29. Tuma with a three on the left wing. Good. Ethan Tuma's made three shots all behind the arc. And it's an 8-point game. A little momentum there, maybe. Let's see if we can keep it going. On the right sideline, Gillespie gets the ball out to Camden Sutton. Sutton dribbles over. West Plains is still playing zone, but they're pressuring outward a little bit more. In the corner, back outside it goes from Culver. To the right point now, high post Culver, catch and shoot, up and good. He had to shoot it quick because Briggs Houston was coming. 15 points now for Jace Culver. It's 42-32. Kraft left side, Josiah Long on the baseline. Double team, inside out. Tuma with a three, it's going to be short. No good, ball is chased down. And it'll be Culver into the front court. Camden Sutton. Ball lost out front, but picked back up by the Pirates. Not many. In fact, I've got Branson for one turnover. One. In the right corner, catch and shoot for a three. It's going to be no good, but the offensive putback is up, no good by Gillespie. Another try, Tolliver, no good. Tolliver again and good. That's getting out work. And so on that note, they will sub in here with Jacob Moore. Left corner, here's a three, and it's good by Isaiah Long. His second three of the ball game. Big shot there, back within 9, 44-35. Tolliver front court on the left wing to the corner. Back out, side ball, bad pass, high pass, stole it away. Two on one all the way. Left hand layup, good by Ethan Tuma off the turnover. There's number two, and it results in a bucket. West Plains down 7, 44-37. We were down by as much as 20. Front court, down the key. Here's a drive, cut off. Here's a right-hand layup, no good. Weak side rebound, Josiah Long has it. Josiah, front court, hands the ball over to Briggs Houston. Dumps it inside, Clayton Robbins. And he'll be fouled inside. And the foul on the Pirates, first of the third quarter, will be the first foul on Nolan Tolliver. Inbound play out front. Ethan Tuma in the corner. Jacob Moore back out to Ethan. With 4:40 to play in the third quarter, Kraft to the right side. Long cross-court pass, bad pass, but it's saved by Tuma. Gets it to Briggs Houston in the corner. Can't get him the ball inside yet. Left side, wing shot, three ball is in and out, rebound. Jacob Moore has it, feeds it back, driving left-hand layup, no good, and there's Briggs Houston, good, and a foul on the play, and the basket counts. Good work on the glass, and Briggs Houston gets the putback to draw West Plains a little bit closer. Briggs has five basket counts. It's down to a five-point game, 44-39. So Briggs Houston to the line. This will be the first free throw attempt for West Plains today, and it's no good. And the ball pulled down by McCormick. Tolliver now gets it to Camden Sutton. Gillespie in the front court is cut off. West Plains pressuring more out of that zone, a little, trying to add a little pressure to it and force the issue a little. To the right corner, a catch and shoot for Culver for three, and it's no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds by the Pirates, and it'll be West Plains' ball. 3:54 to go. You know, we still have 12 minutes to go. West Plains just down by five. This game really has taken on an entirely different complexion. And now the Zizzers could make it a one-possession game, possibly, in the right corner. A three by Ethan Tuma, round and no good. Rebound put back by Long is good. 8 points for Josiah Long, 44-41. Down the lane to the far corner, a catch and shoot for a three, and that's no good. Rebound is tipped across and will be picked up by West Plains, but a foul is going to be called on the Zizzers. Going for the loose ball, they're going to say Jacob Moore pushed Nolan Tolliver down, going for the loose ball. If Jacob was on the bench and saw Josiah Long get pushed down in the first half at the other end, he probably was thinking, well, I guess it's okay to do this. First foul on Jacob Moore. West Plains down three with 3:18 to go. And if you're branching, you got to be thinking, oh, brother, we were up 20. Now what? Ball out front. Now we'll move it to the left sideline. Sutton in the corner, Gillespie. And Branson suddenly looks very timid offensively. Spin to the middle, travel with a basketball. Turnover three on the Pirates, and now West Plains with a three could tie the game. Jared Kraft will bring it up. Left side, Josiah, bounce pass, Jacob in the corner. High post. Josiah, far corner, Tuma drives in, wrap around, layup. Oh, ball flew out of Jacob's hands. May have been some contact, but it's a turnover. And back come the Pirates. To the right corner, Culver fakes the shot, moves over, shoots the shot, makes the three. So instead of a one-point game, it's a six-point game. Here's Long for a three at the other end, no good. And now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Jacob Moore, going for the rebound, knocking Gillespie to the deck. So two fouls on Jacob Moore. Six-point game, 2:20 to go in the third. In the backcourt, Sutton over the timeline, gets it to Culver. Culver gets it back to Sutton. Left side, Culver can't get open. Now back out to the point. 2 minutes, 2 seconds to play. Quarter three, West Plains has cut a huge deficit down to six. At the point, Culver for a three, and it's good. You can't let him stand and shoot. We've got to learn that lesson if we haven't already. He has made four threes. 50-41. Now suddenly back out to a nine-point game. On the wing for three, it's Tuma. Good. Ethan Tuma with another. He's got four threes today. And a timeout on the floor. 1:37 to go in the third with the score. Branson 50, West Plains 44. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
West Plains has outscored Branson 15-12 here in the third, down by six. And it'll be Pirate basketball in the backcourt. Pirates, of course, coached by Pete McBride, long time great coach at Eminence High School, where he enjoyed the success of winning his state title. Here's a pull-up Gillespie from 13, straight on, good. Brody Gillespie's first basket in the second half, and he now has 10. Right sideline, Isaiah Long to the point. Tuma, left wing. Crap, he's got a three look. That's going to be off the rim, no good. Tipped up, tipped out of bounds, off of Briggs Houston, and it'll be Branson ball. 52-44. West Plains staying with that 2-2-1 full court press. Branson didn't turn it over a ton in West Plains. They had nine. Today, only four. In the left corner, three is no good. Long rebound. No one went after it in red. Picked up by the Pirates. And now stolen from behind. Feet up ahead from Isaiah to Kraft. Lays it up and good. Great play by Josiah Long. And the finish by Kraft at the other end. And now he has 13 points. 27 seconds to go. Third quarter, 52-46. On the right, Tolliver. He'll get the ball now to Sutton. Out to Culver. 10 seconds to go. But follow Culver wherever he is at, because he's going to shoot it if he gets it. There he is. Catches it. Shoots the three, and it's good. How did we not see that coming? 55-46 after three. Branson by nine. Back in 90 seconds on KDY.
Back to the court and Scissor basketball on Hot Country KDY.
We're underway in the fourth quarter. Branson basketball, 55-46. They led it to half by nine. Now they lead by 11. Bounce pass across to Colin Ross. His first basket of the ball game. Tuma out to the point to Kraft. Over to Ethan Tuma. Cross-court pass. Baseline. Jacob Moore dribbles in. Double team. Bounces up under and no good on the shot by Briggs Houston, but he was fouled on the play. So it'll be two shots for Briggs Houston. Down by 11 now. 57-46. You're going to have to make a push at some point. You may as well start it right now. Here's the free throw. First one, no good. Second try for Briggs is good. 10-point game, 57-47. Here come the Pirates with Sutton to the right corner. Culver's. They close out on him this time. Lob pass over the top to the point. But wherever Culver goes, you got to follow. His pass back to him is nearly thrown away, picked up by Branson. Down the key all the way, right-hand driving layup, no good, but a foul on the play. Josiah Long will be called for number three. And Tolliver, or make that Culver, Jace Culver at the line. First free throw is good. He led their scoring in the first game. He had 10 points. He leads their scoring today. He has 25. Make it 26. 59-47. Kraft to the right side. Long three for Tuma. Too hard. Rebound comes off. And back will come Nolan Tolliver. Behind the back dribble. Spins to the baseline. Puts up a wild shot and somehow goes in. Wow. Spinning to his left. Tolliver has 10. 61-47. Back to a 14-point game. Left wing. Tuma. Baseline. Bounces it back out to Robbins. He'll shoot a three from the wing. Good. Clayton Robbins with a needed three, 61-50. Branson basketball against the West Plains man-to-man. To the corner, Gillespie will shoot a three. That's no good. Rebounded by Jacob Moore for West Plains. Far corner. Pass inside. Bad pass, but picked up by Briggs Houston. He'll go up off the board. No good. And the ball will go out of bounds off the... Oh, that had to be off the Branson, did it not? Well, they're going to give it back to the Pirates. It sure looked all the world like that was clearly touched by Sutton as the ball went out of bounds. But I probably had a bad angle. Inbound play in the backcourt. And a whistle. Timeout called by Branson. They couldn't get the ball inbounds. 5:42 to play in the fourth with the score. Branson 61, West Plains 50. And we are back in a minute on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
Well, if something's going to happen, it's going to have to happen pretty fast for West Plains. They're down by 11 points, 5:42 to go in the ball game, and it'll be Branson ball in the backcourt. Culver will throw the ball inbounds for the Pirates, and he has been the main guy today. He has 26 points to lead Branson. Backcourt Gillespie. West Plains has to come out man-to-man, and immediately Clayton Robbins commits team foul number two for the quarter. I have that as his first foul. And it is number one on him. Inbound play for the Pirates. They get it into Gillespie. He'll dribble out to the point. Now, stolen away. Two-on-one break. And a double dribble on Clayton Robbins. Because he stole the ball, couldn't gather himself. Hit it with both hands. Ball hit the deck, picked it up. Double dribble. Now the Pirates come back. Well, that was a missed opportunity. Could have got it down to single digits right there, and you get a stop, you get a turnover. Couldn't take advantage. Culver into the middle. Gillespie turns. Faces from 12. Back iron, and good. Jacob Moore in the right corner to the right point. Robbins, three, no good. And the rebound to Camden Sutton, and this is looking a little bleaker. Culver dribbles all the way across court. 4:43 to play. 63-50. Tolliver comes out and gets the ball, guarded by Briggs Houston. They double-team the basketball and a whistle. And we get a foul call from the official on the other side of the floor with one standing 5 feet away from the play. Rick Houston gets his second foul. 4:33 to go, and Branson is going to be taking their time, or at least you would expect them to. Instead, they drive all the way to the basket, lay it up, no good, and a foul on the play as Camden Sutton drew the foul. He just sailed right down the middle of the court, blazed past three red shirts. Missed the shot, but drew the foul. That'll be, I think, on Briggs Houston again. No, that's going to be on Clayton Robbins. Clayton Robbins' second foul. Free throw shooter here is going to be Camden Sutton. He has 9 points today and no good on this one. Josiah Long comes in for Jacob Moore. Another try now for Camden Sutton for the Pirates, and it's good. 14-point game, 64-50. Kraft out high to the corner. Tuma with a three ball. It's good. Ethan's got 17 today. He's made five threes. And back to an 11-point game, 64-53. 4 minutes to go and a turnover. Just a careless pass. Oh, they're going to say it was deflected. There's no tip. What's he talking about? They're saying that ball was deflected. It wasn't even close to being deflected. If they don't reverse this, then help is meaningless. The outside official just assumed, and that's right, they overturned the call. It's West Plains ball. I mean, that was a foot from being touched by somebody in red. And luckily, they make the right call. All right, West Plains ball. Briggs Houston with it. Out high, double team, back to the left side, Jared Kraft out front. Ethan Tuma over to Kraft. He's got a three, and it's in the air and good. And a timeout, West Plains. Well, back down to an 8-point game. 3:51 to go. West Plains keeps plugging away, and they've cut it down to 8, 64-56. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
3 minutes, 51 seconds remain in the fourth quarter. West Plains at one point in the first half was down by 20. And with 3:51 to go, they're down by 8. 64-56, here come the Pirates. Jace Culver lost the ball, got bumped, foul on Josiah Long, and that'll be team foul 5 on West Plains, so that will put the Pirates on the free throw line. Fourth foul against Josiah Long today. He fouled out last night, and he's one away from doing that today. Two shots, Jace Culver. First one good. 27 points for Jace Culver. Next try is no good. Rebounded by Josiah Long. I'm not sure off the top of my head what the top offensive game by an opponent against West Plains has been. This may be it. We're looking at it today. Josiah Long out to Jared Kraft. Over on the left point, skip pass left corner. Tuma catches, shoots the three, good! 65-59, 3:22 to go. Sutton, cross-court pass up ahead. Culver goes baseline, cut off. Now gets it back outside. Nolan Tolliver with it. 3:08 to go. Near walk out front. Now with the ball, Tolliver double team. Dribbles it in all the way. Goes up, whistle, foul on the drive, and it'll be two shots. Here's where this silly rule that they instituted this year, getting rid of the one and one, making it a quarter by quarter, five foul bonus, and it's automatically two shots. This is where if you have a lead in the fourth quarter of a game, and especially if you've got a guy that can really handle the ball and shoot free throws, you've got a humongous advantage. First free throw here is good. Josiah Long evidently just fouled out of the ball game. Tolliver makes the first. Tolliver misses the second. West Plains up with it. Front court. Far side on the wing. Kraft with a three. Steps into it. No good. Rebound. Clayton Robbins over to Kraft again for a two. Good. 5-point game, 2:45 to go. Here comes the push. West Plains is putting it on. Up the left side front court. Sutton over at the right point. Now they'll get the ball out front to Tolliver. Drives the lane all the way, and he got fouled on the drive. Fouled before the shot. Briggs Houston with his third foul. So 66-61. Free throws here by Nolan Tolliver. First one, no good. Now, if you look at the scorebook from the last game, you'd say, hey, this Culver kid's one foul. He was only 2 out of 6. Well, he's doing a little better than that today. Tolliver, next free throw is good. 67-61. Kraft for three, right point, and no good. Rebound breaks Houston, gets it outside. Now the ball tipped, picked up. Tuma has it. Cross court, wide open. Robbins, three, good. It's now a three-point game. 67-64. Down the key. Dish across. Ball knocked away out of bounds. Last touch by West Plains. It'll be Branson basketball from right of their own basket. Still 1:59 to go. A one possession game. Here's the inbound play out front. They'll lob it out to Sutton. Down the key. Gillespie all the way. Lays it up. No good. And he got fouled by Robbins on the shot. So Clayton picks up his third foul. So Long is fouled out for the second night in a row. This time, 8 points. Here's a free throw try. First one is good by Brody Gillespie. And they will get Luke McCormick back in their lineup. 69-64. Next try is no good. Rebound to Jared Kraft. So that's big. 1:45 to go in the corner. Pass down low. A big two-handed push in the back twice by McCormick. And that stops the clock. That's only the second foul on Branson. Here in the fourth quarter, second foul on McCormick. Inbound play. Law pass and stolen away. They had Kraft wide open in the corner on the inbound and then throwing the ball. And now we'll have a whistle, a loose ball, a foul to call on West Plains, Clayton Robbins. And that'll be his fourth. With 1:38 to go, down 69-64. Ethan Tuma today has 20 points to lead West Plains. Jared Kraft, big day too. He's got 18. I don't know what we're waiting for. Now we're ready to go. Two shots for Nolan Tolliver. He's 2 out of 4. And good on the first one. 6-point game. 70-64. One more try, and it's good. Well, that makes it 70-64. So a 6-point game. Now out front, Jared Kraft has it. Time winding down. More in the corner. Kraft, three ball right wing. Good! It's a one-possession game. A timeout on the floor with 1:25 to play with the score. Branson, 70. West Plains, 67. Back in a minute on KDY.
Scissors, basket. basketball action continues now on KDY.
Three-point shooting has really been a big item for West Plains. Now down by three with 1:23 to go. Down the middle of the floor, Gillespie. Bounce pass underneath, layup. No good, he missed it, and it's picked up by Briggs Houston. Wide open underneath. Jared Kraft with it. A three would tie this game. Jacob Moore in the corner. They're not guarding him. He'll back down, get it out in the corner to Tuma. Underneath Kraft to the point. Three ball for the tie by Kraft. No good. Rebound will be tipped in the air and controlled by Gillespie for Branson. 50 seconds to play. You don't have to foul immediately. Just play some defense. Down the key. Here's the drive. Right hand layup is good by Tolliver. 72-67, 38 seconds left. Moore in the corner. Shoots the three. And it's good. Jacob Moore with a huge shot. And we have players on the deck. We had a collision in the backcourt. Did we have a timeout? Did we have a foul? What did we have? It'll be Branson ball after the timeout. No foul calls on the play. Yeah, full timeout. Back in a minute. 72-70 Branson. Back in a minute on KDY.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Well, this is really shaping up to be a great finish. Two-point game. Branson leads by two with the ball in the backcourt. 30 seconds to play. Inbound play. They'll get the ball inbounds to Tolliver. Can we bait them into taking another quick shot? 23 seconds. They're not going to shoot the ball if they don't have to. Now they're going to reach in, tie it up, jump ball, and it's going to be Branson basketball. If you just stand there and cover it with two arms, you're not going to get a foul call in most cases anymore. That's going to be a jump ball. Now, the arrow goes to West Plains. 19 seconds to go. Branson ball in their front court. West Plains over the foul limit. Inbound play, and they'll circle to the back court. And immediately, a foul will be called on Jacob Moore. That'll be a third foul on Jacob. Stops the clock with 16 seconds to go. One free throw doesn't help, but it doesn't hurt you as bad as two would here. Camden Sutton is one out of two from the free throw line, the point guard for the Pirates. He'll get two tries at it here. Here's number one, and it is good. The guy to foul right now that's out there for Branson probably is going to be Luke McCormick. He is one out of two from the line, but he has only been to the line one time. 73-70, here's the big one, and it's good. And a timeout. 16 seconds to go. West Plains down by four. 74-70, and back in in 30 seconds. 30 seconds on KDY.
The official home of the Scissors is KDY.
This has been a really entertaining game. West Plains fell behind by 20 points, 33-13. In the second quarter, and rallied within three here in the second half. Now they're down four with 16 seconds to go. You don't have to shoot a three, but you got to get a quick bucket. Here's a quick foul. Branson has two more fouls that they can give before West Plains shoots a free throw. Actually, one more. But they still, at that, may give another foul to stop a three-point shot. Culver with the foul, inbound play. At the point, on the wing. Up fake Moore, takes it all the way in, lays it up, and good. No timeouts. Pass on the inbound. Gillespie will be fouled in the backcourt, and he'll shoot two at the other end. Jacob gave him a pretty solid love tap there. I love the way Jacob Moore plays basketball. He does it at both ends. He works extremely hard and gives you everything he's got in the tank. It's a two-point game with 4.8 seconds to go. Brody Gillespie, the free throw shooter. The first one is good. And now he might be better off just to miss this. But if he makes it, the game's over. Here it comes, and it's good. Pirates are going to win it. 5 seconds to go. Kraft to the right side. Quick shot is no good by Tuma, and that's the ball game. Really good ball game, though. Branson gets revenge from a week ago. They beat West Plains 76-72. Back to wrap it up in a minute on KTY.
The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country KTY.
Final score in this game is 76-72. Branson ends up winning the game after losing by 25 at West Plains last week. I've got one stat here that'll just amaze you. Anyway, West Plains' leading scorer with 21 was Jared Kraft. Ethan Tuma with a hot shooting day. He had 20, including 6 behind the three-point line. 9 points for Jacob Moore off the bench. 8 for Clayton Robbins, and Briggs Houston had 6. West Plains made 16 threes today, and that is the main reason they were able to get back into the basketball game. Pirates were led by Jace Culver. He had 27 points. And here comes the amazing statistic I was referring to. In this ball game, Branson shot 25 free throws. And West Plains shot 2. We were 1 for 2 from the line. They were 17 out of 25. Now, mainly because Branson was far, far more aggressive with the basketball to the basket. And so they're going to get more fouls. But, wow, 25-2 on the free throw count. Anyway, 76-72. Branson wins it. They go to 9-7, and they win consolation here. West Plains 5-12, and now they'll play at home against Lebanon in the Ozark Conference next Tuesday night. Our next game will be tonight at 7 here on KTY as the MSU West Plains Grizzlies will be hosting State Fair for the annual homecoming game. We'll have it here on KTY. We'll have the live video stream as well at all our various functions and platforms. The YouTube channel will have it. Website, Facebook. There you go. Anyway, final here, what a good game. 76-72, Branson wins it over West Plains. For Nate Hudson in studio, until tonight, I'm Harlan Hutchinson saying good day from Polk County.